This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And City of Roseburg Fire Marshal Cheryl Flick in, new on the job. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your background and why you wanted to be fire marshal.
So the last several years, since 2005, I've always worked with a city or a county and a building department. I started at the front counter when I was young and started earning certifications and became a plans examiner and then, a building inspector and then a plans examiner. Fire marshal is kind of the next progression. Fire departments and building departments often do joint inspections and work hand in hand on new construction. So I feel like this has kind of come full circle in my code experience and what interested me in fire, working with the fire department on those inspections. Now it'll be the maintenance of the code after occupancy's been granted and the continuation of the code with an existing building.
So there's really a lot more connection between the two things than maybe people would first think about.
Correct, yeah. So the building department will see new construction and grant occupancy to a building, and then the fire marshal will continue whatever codes were in place at the time of that original occupancy, and they will make sure that the code is maintained for that structure, or if the occupancy or use of that structure changes, that's the fire marshal's responsibility.
And talk about how important that is, and maybe it's most obvious when things don't work out so well.
Correct. We usually see in the news when things don't work out, or you see the compliance piece of it, you know, that we're asking a person to come to compliance on something. But really the thing to remember as a business owner is that you're responsible for the people or the staff, your employees, any customers coming into that location for their life and safety. And those are the measures, the reason we're here is for life and safety measures, fire life and safety measures. Regular people every day, they don't understand code language. That's where our part is, and we're public educators, and to explain the reason behind the code, and it's really to protect people and keep people safe.
Now, how long have you been in Douglas County?
It's been, I believe, 6 years now, since 2018, years.
And you did similar work up north, though, right?
Correct. Yep. I started my career City of Salem with Public Works and then the Building Department, and then followed into Corvallis, and that's and then Corvallis, and then here.
And what led you to come to Douglas County to begin with?
So my husband grew up in Elkton. We met about 20 years ago. Ever since we met, we've wanted to come back to this area. We bought his grandmother's farm. She was Arlene of Arlene's Cafe in Elkton.
Oh.
And pretty well-known, a little local celebrity. But so we'd always wanted to move back here. And when the position came open with the building department, I had worked with the building official in Corvallis. And it was a great opportunity to raise our family here. We have two little girls, and anyway, we're just happy to be here.
So, becoming fire marshal, what is it? You've been on the job for how long now?
Just a few weeks.
So, what's the first few weeks been like?
It's been exceeded my expectations. I feel so honored to be here. But there's a lot to learn, and just seeing things with a different hat from the building side to the prevention side. But it's been exciting.
Now, have you gone out with the fire crews at all?
Not yet, no. I'm about to go to each station and meet all the different staff. Yesterday, I sat with 911 because I'll be communicating with them in different situations.
So a lot of things to still kind of assimilate to this.
Correct. Yes. Yep.
So what is it about fire marshal that maybe you think most people don't really understand?
You know, I'm still kind of getting my bearings on that. So my first instinct is the prevention piece of it and public outreach and public education. That's the being a public servant. That's been the most fulfilling part of my position is getting to know people, you know, first-time business owners, first-time homeowners, meeting them and getting to explain code is not always simple. It appears to be black and white. It's very not black and white to different situations. And anyway, that education piece of it, that's where I really am excited about and really enjoy working with the public and the education piece of it. So prevention's going to have that. And I think that's the piece that I would like to take and run with.
So one of the aspects in the press release a few days ago is that you're the first female fire marshal in Roseburg history. What do you think of that?
Right. I kind of chuckle a little bit because I'm like, oh, who am I? But, you know, there's been female role models for me throughout the industry. And I hope that if I can, again, bring that full circle and now I can be a role model to somebody else. We have two little girls and, you know, and fire runs kind of in my family. I guess on my dad's side, there's a state fire education. My great grandpa was a fire educator. And then my grandpa on my mom's side was he retired out of the Eugene Fire Department. So just for me, it's kind of part of who we are. But if I can pave that path forward to other people and, you know, mentor other people, it's great.
So a few weeks and you're already on the radio and you've survived your first radio interview.
Thank you. I was pretty nervous coming in.
All right. Cheryl Flick, a new fire marshal for the city of Roseburg, 8:37 at the Morning Report.